Welcome to episode 4 of the Sharma Outreach Movement Spiritual Growth Podcast. I'm Apostle Janice James, and I believe today's conversation will meet you right where you are. In our last episode, we began a necessary conversation on fear-based obedience, when a person obeys God, but the obedience is being driven by fear, pressure, anxiety, or the need to perform perfectly. Now, in this episode, we are going to step further as we discuss how to release fear-based obedience. Many believers want to obey God, we know, but inside they are tense and afraid and constantly wondering, what if I get it wrong? But God is not calling us to follow Him from fear. He's inviting us to walk with Him as sons and daughters who are secure in His love and led by His Spirit. As we continue, allow the Holy Spirit to help you release pressure, surrender fear, and just respond to God from peace instead of anxiety. Welcome back to Reaching Out. If you're joining us right now, I want to remind you, this is not a teaching moment. This is an activation. And that means we are not adding information like we did in our last session. We are creating space. So wherever you are, whether you're driving, whether you're resting, you're sitting quietly, folding your laundry, even lying in your bed, you don't need to adjust your posture to do this right. Just allow yourself to arrive, to be present. You don't need to take notes. You don't need to analyze what you feel. You don't need to correct anything in yourself. Today is not about effort. It's about receiving. And we are here to let God gently release fear and restore obedience as something that flows from love, not pressure, not vigilance, not anxiety, just love.
Before we go any further, though, I want to establish something that's very important. Nothing we're doing here is meant to push you. Nothing is meant to expose you. Nothing is meant to force a breakthrough. Because fear releases when safety is present. And this is why perfect love drives out fear. Fear releases when safety is present. And this is why, I repeat, perfect love drives out fear. So, if at any moment you feel emotional, quiet, tired, distracted, or even numb, that's okay. That's not resistance. That's your nervous system responding to rest. You don't have to feel something for something to be happening. Just stay present, because God does gentle work gently.
So let's slow everything down together. So today, we slow down. Take a breath in and let it out slowly. Again, Take a breath in and let it out slowly. Let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw unclench and let your breathing settle. Notice your chest. Does it feel open? Or are you feeling, or is it feeling braced? Fear doesn't only live in our thoughts. It settles quietly into our bodies over time. And when we've lived under pressure for a long time, our bodies learn to stay alert, even when there's no immediate danger. So if you feel tension, that doesn't mean you're doing this wrong. It simply means your body learned how to survive. So just acknowledge it. If nothing stands out, that's okay too. Stillness can feel unfamiliar when fear has been present for a long time. So just stay here.
And as you stay here, I want to gently ask you a few questions. We don't need to answer out loud. You don't need to explain anything to God. Just notice what rises. So when you think about obeying God, do you feel peace or pressure? When God corrects you, especially through another person, do you feel guided or threatened? When God is silent, do you feel held or anxious? Now remember, there are no wrong answers here. These questions are not accusations, they are invitations. Because God is not trying to fix your obedience, he's healing what's been driving it. Now, just think of a recent moment where you obeyed God. It may be a decision that you made. It may be some kind of restraint you held back. Yeah. It may be a response. The question is, what was driving you? Was it peace or was it pressure? Was it trust or was it tension? And now, if you had not obeyed, what did you believe would happen? Would God pull away? Would destiny close? Would blessing withdraw? Now, that belief is the root of this issue today. And guess what? Roots can be healed.
Now, we're going to release something together. This isn't about rejecting your faith. It's about releasing the beliefs that fear quietly formed. If you're comfortable, you can repeat this quietly after me. And if not, that's okay. Just listen. Holy Spirit, I acknowledge the ways fear has shaped my obedience. Not through rebellion, but through survival. I recognize the belief that I must stay vigilant to stay safe. That one wrong step could undo everything. That rest is risky. That silence means disapproval. And that love must be maintained through performance. I release the belief that God is unpredictable, easily disappointed, or waiting for me to fail. I release the belief that correction means rejection, that waiting means loss. That obedience must be tense to be faithful. I renounce fear-based obedience. I release survival-based faith. I let go of striving disguised as devotion. I no longer agree with fear as my motivator. I choose trust. I choose relationship. And I choose love.
Love. Let us receive. There's nothing you need to imagine, nothing you need to picture. Just listen. Father God, I receive your love as stable, not fragile, not conditional. I receive your presence as safe, not demanding, not watchful in fear. I receive your correction as care, not punishment and not rejection. I receive the truth that I am not love because I obey. I obey because I am loved. I receive permission to rest without fear of loss. I receive permission to wait without panic. I receive permission to listen without pressure. I receive love-led obedience, obedience that flows from trust, not tension, obedience that moves from peace, not fear.
And as we just bow our hearts together, we say, Father, we thank you for what you're doing right now. Not loudly, not forcefully, not, you know, you do it gently. That's what he's doing. And so we thank you for healing distorted views of who you are, for restoring safety in relationship, for teaching us that obedience is not something we carry, it's something that flows. So I speak peace to anxious hearts, rest to weary souls, safety to those who learned obedience through fear. Let your spirit settle where striving once lived. Oh, let trust replace tension, and let love become the motivation again.
So together, we declare that we obey from love, not fear.
We follow from rest, not pressure.
And we trust God's heart towards us.
And we walk in love-led obedience.
Amen. Until our next session, remember this: God is not driving you with fear. He's just leading you with love. And rest is part of the journey.
Rest
is part of the journey.
Amen.